Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome
How are
back
we doing?
To the podcast.
Happy Tuesday.
This week we have a very fun episode. We're doing first time stories.
Yes. So we're talking about like all or kinds of first times
experiences. We've made like a list of like common things that people talk about, like first times or like stories people would have for their first time doing these things. So we're going to go through them. And I don't think I know a lot of these about you either.
Me neither.
So this is going to be interesting.
Because we didn't know each other.
No.
For...
This is all from like childhood or like younger adult life usually.
Exactly.
So with that being said, should we start?
Yes.
So the first one we have is first kiss.
My first kiss, I think I was 15. And I remember I was like stressing because like all my friends were like 16, 17.
Okay.
And I was like, oh my God, everyone's had a kiss and like I haven't, which is actually so horrible if you think back about it, how like young kids are like pressured to do these things. But yeah, I had my first kiss was horrible.
Really?
It was weird. It was awkward. Like I had no clue what I was doing. Wait, but first kiss, we're talking about like French kiss, right?
Yeah.
Or like, you mean like a peck?
Well, my first kiss wasn't just like a, it was like a...
Full on.
Yeah.
Tongue twister.
Oh my god!
It's
like,
so gross.
Cringes me out to think about it. Yeah, no, mine was not great either. Like, it's not that it wasn't great. Like it, I thought it was great at the time, but looking back, I'm like, oh my god, like, what the hell?
I don't think anyone has had like a very good first kiss.
No, it's not meant to be. No one knows what they're doing, so it's not meant to be good. Really?
No, it's not meant to be very romantic. Where was it? Like, do you remember who it was with and like where and like what was the setting?
Mine was with my first ever boyfriend in middle school. And he was on the basketball team, and it was after a basketball game in the school.
Oh my god!
In the school,
like for me to hear this as a European, it's like the American dream, right? Like after basketball game.
It really wasn't like that, but like yeah, it was. And like school was over, obviously, so it was like a basketball game after school, and like you would get picked up in the back of the school if you were staying late, and we just walked to the back of the school together, and yeah. Weird.
Yeah.
But ew, cringe.
So cringe.
Imagine he listens to this dead.
Yeah. What was his name? Or you can't say?
No, I'm not saying his name.
Okay.
Just in case other people know.
Okay. Yeah, mine was also very, very cringe. It was just like all awkward. Mine was by the fucking station, like train station, which seems so ghetto. But...
No, it's fine.
It's because my school was in another town than the town where I lived. So I would always like come back on by train and he would like wait on me like at the station. And then we had like a first kiss.
Oh, that's kind of cute. Actually.
It was. Yeah, it was my boyfriend for a whole 2 months. It was a lovely 2 months.
My first boyfriend was actually, I think that's one of the questions, but my first kiss was with someone that I dated for a long time, actually.
Oh, yeah, because that's the next question. Yeah. First boyfriend.
So my first boyfriend was the same guy that I kissed first. That's literally nice. Copy paste Justin Bieber, like had the swoosh hair at the time.
You're
like
joking.
I was just obsessed with Justin Bieber, and I picked the guy that looked the most like him in school.
Oh my god. But like the hairstyle was also like a thing,
yeah,
right?
Like the flick the hair.
Yeah, yeah. They were like,
oh my god.
It was as if they had a fucking aneurysm.
Like a little
they
stitch.
Were so annoying. I was like, ew.
It was like the.
Yeah, know, they're like.
And they touch it. I just loved that because obviously that was what Justin Bieber did. And yeah, that was my first boyfriend. I dated him from when I was 16 until like just before senior year of high school. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That is so, a
like,
long time.
2 years, I think. But like it was.
That's a long time to be. So
it wasn't
young.
A real relationship though. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like a child one, but like still, like, yeah. It's my first love technically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like my first time feelings.
Oh, that's yeah. cute.
What about
that's
you?
Really sweet. My first boyfriend. Thing is, I don't count it as a first boyfriend because I feel like it was like 6 weeks, right? It was like the guy who I also had my first kiss with. It was nothing special. I didn't even like him. I just wanted to have a kiss. So,
I just wanted to kiss.
Yeah, I would say like my first, like I never took boys seriously when I was young. I was like, whatever, boys are for fun. You know, and friends are like your true like soulmates.
Yeah, yeah.
I think my very first like serious boyfriend was only when I came abroad. Like when I went to live here in London. Mm-hmm. I think I was like 19.
Yeah.
All the ones before I didn't take seriously.
Yeah, no, same. Like my first real true, like what I would call a real relationship was when I moved to New York as well. But I think that's because you are on your own and you're like trying to make a sense of like home, if that makes sense. I
yeah.
feel like you want to feel, I don't know, it's just I feel like it's really natural when you move abroad to like
yeah
meet someone.
I feel like because you have like missing parents, right?
Yeah,
even
yeah.
though they're like not missing.
Yeah, yeah, it's a weird thing.
Yeah.
But anyways, okay, next
issues.
Question.
Ooh, deep.
Yeah, that's a whole nother topic. I like this question. First app you checked this morning. Tell me.
It's very bad, but I think my WhatsApp.
Mine was WhatsApp as well.
Yeah.
And then Instagram.
Yeah, exactly. Because I always have people like WhatsApping me mm-hmm. and they're already like up and like, I don't know.
Do you know what? I think WhatsApp's better than Instagram.
Yeah.
A lot of people immediately go to Instagram or TikTok and they sit there for like an hour. I don't do that. I
no.
will. If I get on Instagram, it's just to see if there's any messages or anything like that, and then I will get up and
yeah.
then I'll get on Instagram later in the day, but I don't sit there scrolling on Instagram in the morning.
No, because it's a waste of time and you're like mindless scrolling.
Yeah, and it starts your day off. Usually you see something you don't like or something and it's
but
like
anxiety.
Oh. Yeah, so
yeah,
WhatsApp's no. okay. I think WhatsApp's acceptable because yeah. we're talking to people.
WhatsApp. I usually wake up to like 500 messages of my mom.
Yeah,
of like things she wants me to do. Okay. Then the next question is what was your first job?
Lol, you're gonna laugh. My first job was when I was in high school. I think I was 17. Yeah, I was 17. I worked at a frozen yogurt shop.
No way.
I like
oh, that's
made
so cute.
Frozen yogurt for people.
You were a Froyo girl. Froyo girl.
Froyo. For like a summer, like after school.
That's sweet. Oh no, I love that.
Yeah.
So you're going to laugh harder with me.
What?
My first job was when I came to London because like I got pocket money because I was still studying, but obviously it was not enough to live in London. So I was like, okay, I'm going to get a job. I worked at Hollister.
Oh my God. I had friends that did that in high school as well. Good job though. Easy.
It was very easy. Yeah. So I was like, I'll just.
In London?
In London. The
oh
one
my
on
God.
Regent Street.
That's hilarious.
Next
I cannot
to,
picture you doing that.
Me neither. Next to Cuckoo Club.
You could spend all day at Hollister, go Cuckoo Club after.
Cuckoo after.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that was kind of the vibe.
That's
but that
hilarious.
Was my first job. Loved it though.
Yeah, at the time it's like, it's fine, right? Like I would never want to do Froyo again. But like at the time I was like, oh, this is a good job. Like whatever.
Exactly.
You know, like help me pay for my summer fun.
Exactly.
But, yeah.
And with me, like it was full of young people and I didn't know anyone in London back then. Like not as many. And like the people in the class, like you basically have to pick the nicest one, right?
Yeah.
Like it's not the same thing.
I agree.
So it was good to meet people as well, I guess.
Okay. Next one we have is first date.
My first ever date was at the movies.
Mine too. I feel like that's so common when you're young.
Yeah.
Though.
Yeah.
And like, okay, fine. First date. But like really, it wasn't a real date. It was just like we went to a movie and like made out and then like went
Yeah, on. Exactly. Like you make out afterwards.
First real date, like grown up date was with my second boyfriend. And he took me to this like, it was in Chicago. He took me to this restaurant that was at the top. I can't remember the name of it. But the top of this building that the top of the building spun. Like it moved. And it was like a real, like
That's
an
so
actually
cool.
nice, like proper date. That was my like first proper, but like obviously I went to the movies like a lot when I was in middle school and high school for like stupid dates.
That was a thing, right?
It's such a thing.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't watch any of the movie, you know. It's ridiculous.
You were like so nervous, like with your popcorn, like
yeah,
like the already thinking about the kiss after the movie because you know what's coming, right?
Yeah.
It was the exact same with me.
Oh my god, so silly.
I remember back then I was like dating this like older guy. Like I was I think 16 and he was like 18.
Yeah.
Oh like I was,
that's nerve-wracking.
Yeah, it was nerve-wracking. The pressure was on because I was like, oh my god, like he's had so many kisses already and I didn't, and like,
yeah,
it was like, oh my god. But yeah, he was, yeah, nice boy, but we didn't say much. We just like watched the movie, kissed, exactly, and went home.
That's why it's not a real date.
No, it was not a real,
like,
date.
A real date's when you like get to know someone.
No, it was not like, what are your hobbies? I think my first real date again was when I moved abroad.
Yeah.
And I think,
only natural.
Yeah. And it was actually my best date. My first real date was my best date so far, like in history.
No way.
Yeah. He took me to Freeze Art Fair, which is basically like, it's an art fair.
Nice, nice. Yeah, that's so it was really nice. Date. That's a cute date.
Yeah. What was your like best date that you ever had?
I don't really have like a one that stands out.
Okay. Well, it means it still has to come.
Yeah, exactly. I do. Keep exactly. in mind, I have literally did not go on many proper dates before I was in a very long relationship that I am not in anymore. So that's why I think now I will go on dates.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how one for me as well, actually.
First ticket. So mine's, the only ticket I've ever gotten was at a high school party I went to. I was 18, to be fair. And the police came because we were underage drinking.
Oh my god, yeah.
And I had to like blow into a thing.
No way. Yeah. I had to blow into a
like,
thing.
Like, you know, they like TikToks where it's like breathalyzer.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And it was like 0.01. I hardly had any. I think I had like a sip of fucking beer. So stupid. I didn't drink. My like god. I didn't like to get drunk at high school parties. I just didn't. And the police officer was like, "Have you been drinking?" Cuz the first time I did it, it didn't show up. And he was like, I was like, "No."
No.
Because I haven't, but like I had like one sip maybe. And then I did it again and it was like 0.001. So I didn't get a ticket technically, but like I had to go to the police station. My dad had to pick me up.
This is very extreme for a sip of beer.
Trouble. Yeah. Trouble. But like you have to be 21.
Oh, you got arrested. Did you get a mugshot?
No. We weren't. Shame. Actually, I wasn't quite 18 yet, so it wasn't. You have to be 18. I was a juvenile. So no, I didn't get put in handcuffs or any of this. It was like 20 kids from the party all got in this van. And like, it was so stupid. They just had to shut it down, you know, but.
If you would have had a mugshot, I would have framed it and put it in my house. If like I had been Kris Jenner older, does with Khloe Kardashian.
I would have had a mugshot.
Yeah. Would be so nice.
No, it's fine. But yeah, that's my only, like, I've never been pulled over. I've never had any of that. None of that.
Yeah, no.
You?
My first ticket, I guess it was a speeding ticket. I feel like in Belgium, like, okay, obviously it's not as strict as US when it comes to these things. Mm-hmm. They're more like lenient. Also, I come from a very, very small city, so it's not so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not that strict.
They're not so strict, I feel. But my first ticket was a speeding ticket with my mom's car. She was furious.
Shit, that is bad.
Not like, nice. You've been speeding. But yeah. Oh, I had the next first. I actually added this afterwards. First time you said, "I love you" to someone.
Would have been my first boyfriend, but like I was so young and I didn't actually love him. I just was like, you know, we're young and dumb and whatever, but yeah, I guess to him.
Yeah. Like, wasn't that deep.
It wasn't like that. I don't know.
Did you say it first or did he say it
he
first?
He said it first, but like it wasn't like he didn't love me. Do you know what I mean? Like we were children.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, still cute. Was nice in the moment, I guess.
It's like puppy love.
Yeah. It's like child love.
Cute.
But what about you?
With me, my first time I said I love you, honestly, I don't even remember. But what I do remember is it's a recurring theme in all of my relationships. I'm always the first one to say I love you.
Really?
Which is really weird. I wouldn't expect this from myself, but it's true.
Oh, cute. No, that's nice.
Yeah. It's nice. Because like once we're like boyfriend, girlfriend, then I'm like, okay. Because with me, I make a statement out of it. Like they have to ask me specifically, do you want to be my girlfriend?
Yeah.
Else we're not, I'm not your girlfriend. Like that's where it goes.
I wouldn't expect anything else from you, Lulu.
And then once I'm the girlfriend and once, you know, like everything's going well, then I always say like, I'm like, I love you.
Yeah.
And I say it with no shame.
Oh, good. That's good. Yeah. A lot of people are like so scared and they like bottle it up for like, not years, but, like months. They're like, and then it just like comes out, but no.
I think the guy appreciates it. He's like, oh, and like they get so flattered.
Yeah,
for sure. And they'll think about it for like the next 5 years.
Yeah. Okay. First time having sex. So TMI.
TMI. This is a juicy one.
You know what? I'm just going to be honest. Mine was when I was 16 again with the same boyfriend. Oh my God, this whole episode's about him.
That's cute.
I really hope he never listens to this.
I can imagine why you don't want to say his name.
Yeah. But it's like, it was at my house, my bedroom. No idea what was happening. No idea what was going on. He had no idea what was happening. What was going on. It's actually hilarious, comical. I don't even know if I could call it sex.
Literally, when I think of it back, I'm like, what was that?
Like, no. But like, technically, fine. That was the first
time. It was like your first sexual experience.
Yeah, the first time a male part touched my female. Like, I don't know if you call it sex. It's the first time it came into contact. So, yeah. Anyway.
Male part touched my female part.
Yeah, but I'm not sure I would call it sexual intercourse. Anyways, that was my first time. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, sexual experience.
What about you?
Same. I was 16 as well with different boy than I had my first kiss with. I guess he was like my first puppy love.
Yeah.
But like back then, I'm like, no, I wasn't in love. But it was like my first puppy love.
We didn't know any better.
Exactly. And my parents were very, very, very strict. And my mom was always home. Mm-hmm. And his dad was always home as well. So we had to like sneak around to have like sex for the first time. It was like anxiety. It was like stressful. No clue what we were doing. It was not a good experience. And like my parents were so fucking strict with me. To the point where, like, my mom would literally tell me, you were never having a boy over in this house. Like, she was so, so strict with me. Which, like, me with my children, I won't be that strict because I don't want to give my children, like, the anxiety on top of, you know, having sexual experience with a boy for the first time is already, like, stressful.
Yeah.
And I had, like, stress on top of that. Like, I don't think I'll handle it the same way with my daughter or son later on. No. But well, that's what I had to deal with. But oh my God, it was horrible. I was traumatized.
It just makes you sneak around when your parents are super strict, right? Like they're still going to do it as a kid. You're still going to do it. Just because your parents say no means that you just have to go about it a different way. But why was it traumatizing?
It was traumatizing because we had no clue what we were doing. Like I had no clue. And also I was so nervous. I took like three, four shots before. Like, I got a little bit drunk.
Oh my God. No, it was really sober. Bad. I was fully sober.
I wasn't. I didn't want to be sober. I was like,
I did not drink. I have
too much anxiety. Yeah, see, Europeans are crazy.
Like, do we have the first time we got drunk on here? Yeah. I mean, you're going to be shocked when you hear when I first got drunk. But anyways.
So that was my first time sex. I was traumatized after. And I remember I didn't have sex for like years after that. Like I was traumatized. I was like, this was not good. Like, no, this is not right? What people were talking about.
I was like, what is this? This is what people like?
Yeah. I was like, what is fun about this? No. I think the first time I really, really started enjoying sex was with my first proper boyfriend.
Same.
Because it was like, yeah. Also, and he could tell. He was like, what happened with these previous boy? And I was like, babe, I don't know. I'm traumatized. Yeah.
I think it really takes being comfortable with someone, though, as well. Like, to really, really, really enjoy it. But anyways.
Exactly.
TMI. Okay. Next one. First heartbreak.
So my first ever, ever heartbreak was, like, with this guy who I had this, like, puppy love with. And back then, when we broke up, I thought my world was going to die. I was, like, listening to, like, emo music and, like, you know, making myself feel sad and, like, all this bullshit. And, like, reading, like, Cosmopolitan articles, like, 5 ways how to get over your heartbreak. Yeah. Like, shit like that. But I back then thought that was my biggest heartbreak. But then at a later age, I had a proper serious relationship. Mm-hmm. And I think in hindsight, that was probably the biggest heartbreak I've had in my life.
And I think that's because like, it's the same exact same for me. Like I had my little puppy love, whatever you call that first relationship that I was like, it hurt, but not as much as like the first real relationship you ever have, I think hurts the most because now I've had another heartbreak at this age, but it's not the same because I know I'm going to be fine. We always talk about this on the podcast. We know that it's just the first real one that hurts a lot is scary because you're like, you don't know if you're going to be okay.
So yeah.
It's like, but now we're older and we're wiser.
That's true. Like you're like, I got through that. I can get through this.
So I don't think it'll ever hurt as much as that. Those relationships we're talking about because it was the first
one. The puppy love?
No, the first real relationship you ever had.
Yeah. So, yeah, I agree. So yeah, like now that I have this, I'm like, if I would experience more heartbreak in the future, I'd be like, been there, done that, I'll get over it, you know?
It's
like,
true.
I've gotten over my serious heartbreak, I'll get over this.
I'm evidence of this. Like, yeah. It's very true. It's very true. And it's just because we're more wiser.
Exactly.
I think we did like a whole episode about this, but
exactly. Yeah. So you can revert back to that. Okay, so then the next one is also one that I added. So then the next one is first makeup product you bought as a little girl. Like when you started using makeup, right? Oh, like the first makeup product you bought or like started wearing.
I used to love, I mean, Raylan and I have always loved makeup, my twin sister, but the MAC pigments, the loose pigments, the shimmery, like, you know, they come in these like little bottles like this big and there's like trillions of different colors and they're like shimmery. You can use them as like eyeshadows. You can put them in like foundations, but we would always use it on our eyes. We loved
cute.
It. Loved it. What was yours?
I think my first makeup product I started using was mascara.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I did like the whole basics, but that
I think like a Maybelline mascara, yeah, probably,
or like Maybelline concealer.
Yeah. Or my God, you remember the Maybelline Dream Matte Mousse?
Oh my God, yes.
That's one that I wore, and horrible.
I loved that as well. Yeah. What else was there?
Horrible.
Yeah, I loved that shit. Loved it.
My God, what was your first perfume? Do you remember?
No. Okay. No idea. Okay. Who knows? Some shitty perfume, probably.
Because with me, I remember my grandma, she gave me like Dolce & Gabbana, the one, which is obviously like a perfume that as a kid you would never buy.
Yeah.
I was 14. And I would like spray, I would like bathe in this perfume, right? Yeah. I was like, oh my God, I'm obsessed.
You know, mine was probably like Victoria's Secret body spray or some horrible
nasty. Oh my God,
shit.
Yeah.
I love that shit.
Yeah, like, Victoria's Secret didn't exist yet in Belgium. I don't think it still does, but. But yeah, and I remember like I would bathe in this fucking perfume, and then the principal would summon me and would be like, she's wearing perfume to school. This is not childlike behavior.
No way.
This is bad. Yeah. Wow. So I wasn't allowed to wear perfume to school. And my parents were like, why? Like, she just wants to smell good. Not that I smelled, you
like
know,
a sexy
but like.
Smell, though.
Yeah, it was like a sexy smell.
Okay, next one. First car. So my first car was my first and only car I've ever had, because once I had this car, I had it for high school, and then I left America and I didn't take my car with me. But my dad got my sister and I, we shared a Nissan convertible in high school, a white one, and we loved it.
Cute.
It was so fun. We like always had the top down. Was that
really? Yeah, like in the movies.
Know who we thought we were, but hilarious.
Clueless vibes.
All of our friends in the back, like honk honk.
My God, so American. I love it. Whenever I hear.
In the market for investment worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Stories, I'm like, oh, the American.
Yeah,
dream.
It was very American.
Well, I've never had a car, so I think that's where it starts and finishes. I am planning to get a car if I would move like back to Europe. I would get a car. I'd probably get like a smart, like something small that I can park in, because I'm a horrible parker. But what I did have was like one of those Vespa scooters.
Oh yeah,
I got that when I was 16.
Oh cute.
Drove it 5 times, fell horrendously, had like a whole burning wound on my.
I'm surprised your mom like drove that.
Yeah. Had like a whole like burn wound basically on my leg. There's still like scarring on my knee, but it's
fine.
Yeah. I was traumatized. I will never get on anything that has 2 wheels anymore.
Yeah, I don't blame
you. Only 4 wheels.
That really scares me. And motorcycles, I don't get it.
Yeah, it's very, very dangerous. But yeah, so never had a car. Maybe one day.
Yeah, you will. Okay, next one. First tattoo. So I only have one tattoo, and I actually, like, now, recently, I've been thinking of getting more, like, little ditzy ones like you have. But the one tattoo I have is very big. It's on the back of my wrist. And it's actually the day that my mom passed away. And me and my twin sister both got them, like, matching ones.
Yeah.
When we were 18.
Yeah. So, which is nice.
Yeah. But even though it means what it means, I still wish I never got it. Because it's just, like, no. I can't stress enough, you guys. Don't get a tattoo unless you're, like, 1,000,000% sure that you're going to like it when you're, like, 80. You
which
know?
The probability is very low of
and
that.
Like it's just that your taste and your style and the things you like when you're 18 to when I'm 25 change so much. Like I would never get this. I would still get what it means, but I wouldn't get it the way that I got it.
Baby, you can laser it away.
I know, but I just can't be bothered. But anyways, I could. I don't hate it that much, but I could.
Yeah.
But yeah.
If you really hated it that much, you could just laser it away and like put it somewhere else in the way you want it, you know, if you know.
Anyways. What about you? What's your first one? I actually don't know what your first one is.
My first tattoo was when I was, I think, 22, 21, 22. I was like, YOLO,
seriously?
Let's like, got in a random fucking tattoo shop. Here, I got like a little heart on my one wrist and then a little L on my other wrist.
That's for Lulu though, right?
No, it's for Leon, my brother.
Oh, no, that's cute though.
So yeah. And then I got a little heart, which like my mom drew. that I put on my other wrist, but like I looked at it, like the thing is so horrible. So I got this tattoo from a random tattoo parlor, whatever. And like, let's be honest, a fucking foreign country, where I didn't know anything. So just went there. I was like, let's do this. Right. I was so excited. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to be so cool. I'm going to have a tattoo.
Yeah.
And then I got the tattoo. I'm still happy with the L, but the moment I looked at like the heart, like it was so permanent. And I looked at it, I was like, oh my God, this is it. It's on my body forever. I remember the moment I put the little heart, I already regretted it.
Did you take it off?
Yeah. And now actually I lasered it away.
I was going to say, you can't see it.
Yeah. You can't, you can barely see it anymore. I need like one more session, but yeah, then I lasered it away. So it started with those. Now I have like a few others.
Yeah. You have like fancy ones. You have cute ones.
Yeah. But I already lasered two of my, I think in total I have like six tattoos, but all like very small, dainty ones.
Yeah, you would never know that.
I already lasered two away. So that's, that proves your point.
Yeah.
How like you really have to be sure.
And like, even when you are really, cause I thought I was really sure. You just don't know. Like it changes. It will change. So you have to be sure that you're not going to mind if it changes, actually. That's what you should.
And if you get one, my tip would be put it in a place where people don't necessarily see it. And like, you know, you can wear like a dress and you don't necessarily see it. Because I had one on my shoulder and I really regret it.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, maybe this doesn't look so classy.
Well, it's like this. I forget I have mine because it's on the back of my wrist. I don't see it. Everyone else sees it. I hardly see the thing.
Oh, that's true.
Like,
yeah.
Everyone else see it. I don't see it. Like when you see it like that, I don't see it.
You don't see it, no. But I like it though. I like that placement.
Yeah. I mean, I like the placement. I just don't like the size of it. But anyway, moving on. First party.
Oof.
Well, my first like party, I guess, was I had like a big birthday party when I was like 15, but that doesn't really count because I wasn't like partying. My first party where I like was drinking and like stayed out late.
That you went to or that you threw yourself?
That I went to.
Yeah.
Was when I was 17, 18 maybe. And it was like, I was in Chicago modeling and I was after a fashion show and it was at this like amazing person's like house and there was like basketball players there and I was like, that was my first, one of my first times getting like really drunk, but that was my first like memorable party, I think.
Yeah
where I was like out late.
Okay. Yeah, fair.
Yeah, like I wasn't like, I mean, when I was 15 at my own birthday party, I was home in bed by like 10.
Same.
What about you?
My first party was when I was 15 again. Europe is different, I guess, which actually is so fucked up if I think about it. Like, 15, you're a child. Mm-hmm. So this was, like, the thing. So there were, like, schools in Belgium, boarding schools. And, like, every boarding school had, like, their ball at the end of the year. Like, not a ball in, like, ball gowns, but you wore, like, you know, cute little like short prom. Dresses. Like, prom. America, yeah, prom. Yeah. Prom. That's a better word. Prom. And it was, like, different times of the year. Like, one prom would have been in October, the other prom of the other school in February. Like, they would spread it out over the year. And then it would be like where the schools collided and like all the young people went there.
Oh,
but I, my birthday is at the end of the year. So I would always be like 1 year younger than everyone. So I was still 15 when I had my first party. And what I wore, I remember my dad was so excited for me to go to prom. It was like, oh my God, we have to go shopping. The outfit I wore, Millie, I have to show you on Facebook. It was, you know, it was like the time where Hervé Léger was... You know, these like bondage dresses, bodycon dress, like bondage dresses. It's called bondage dresses?
Bandage.
Bandage?
Like the wrap?
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
So like that style. I wore like, how do you call this? Like like a mini bustier dress. Super, super short. You could almost see my ass, honestly.
How are you allowed to go to school like that?
It wasn't in school.
I thought it was
like
school
they would thing. Like they would like rent out a huge venue. They would rent out a club, like that kind of thing.
No, they do that in America as well, but you cannot wear inappropriate things.
Oh, babe, everyone was wearing the most inappropriate things ever. Oh my but God. Like the teachers weren't allowed to say anything because you know it wasn't on school premises.
True.
So every girl honestly was dressed like a fucking hooker. I was like wearing huge heels. Tiny
and
dress with like
you?
My long blonde hair. Yeah, my dad was like, you look stunning, have fun. Like my dad was not a normal dad, I feel.
This is hilarious.
He was like, you look great, have fun. And my mom would be like, what, you let your daughter go to a party and like these heels?
It's like from Mean Girls, the mom that's like, you're doing great, honey. Like,
that was my dad. Yeah. And my mom was like, what the fuck. And it was also like in red, so then like me with a little red dress, red heels, and like long blonde hair. Oh no, I look cheap as hell. I actually need to look up this picture now.
Oh my God, dead.
I think it's still on my Facebook in like a hidden folder. It was so bad.
The next one we have is the first time you were drunk. So my first time was when I was 17 at a Halloween party. And I, all throughout high school, I would go to all the parties, but I would never actually drink. I would act like I was drinking. I would always have like a drink in my hand, like beer or something.
Yeah.
But I never wanted to get drunk because I was like actually scared to get drunk.
I have to say, I agree.
Like for a long time, I was scared to get drunk, and then I got a bit older and I was like, whatever, fuck it. So I did it. But yeah, 17, like
yeah.
almost 18, but just before I moved to New York.
But also like, I understand because like as a girl, which is what my story is now going to be, like you never know what happens. Mm. It's like, oh my God. Because the first time I got drunk, well, it wasn't the, I don't remember like the first time. I think the first time I got drunk, we have like this little street in the town where I'm from. It's literally called the Little Street. And it's a street where all the bars are for young people. And I just went to one after school, which I guess school is finished at 4 o'clock. And then I went there from 4 till 8 because I had to be home by 8 from my mom. Because again, my mom was very strict. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, I have 4 hours to get drunk. So that's what I did. And I think that I had like some weird shots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lemon drop.
Horrible. It was like my first experience. It was horrible. I was like, I'm never doing this again.
Yeah.
Then a little bit correlated, first drink you'll have on the night out, like now.
So Lulu and I are very different on our drinks, but I will always have a spicy margarita to start and then followed by a tequila shot.
Yeah.
And then a tequila lime soda. Always tequila. Love tequila.
Exactly.
Lulu's a bit different.
I'm a bit different. I love a lychee martini. I'm a vodka girl. Yeah. So Millie is a tequila girl. I'm a vodka girl. I'm trying to become more of a tequila girl because I feel like it looks more distinguished.
No, vodka.
It looks classier. I feel like vodka is like,
I don't know. Kris Jenner drinks vodka martinis.
I know.
I think tequila is a bit like wild girl. Vodka's more like, I actually enjoy alcohol. I'm going to drink vodka.
Yeah, like you can have a vodka on like second date.
Yeah.
I have an like vodka
tequila
martini.
Is like, I don't drink tequila unless I'm trying to get fucked up. Like,
yeah,
I'm ready
that's
to
true.
Party. It's my party drug.
Party.
Like, I'm not just like casually having, I mean, that's not true. Sometimes I do casually have it, but like, it's a party drink.
Yeah.
It's to have fun. It's not like casual, let's have a tequila.
I agree.
Soda, you know?
Yeah. So I'm a vodka girl. My first drink by choice, if they have it, would be lychee martini. I'm obsessed with lychee martini, but I don't like a sugary lychee martini.
Yeah.
My lychee martini needs to be vodka. Ice cold with a splash of lychee juice.
One drop.
Like just a splash. And then just a lychee fruit in it. It's like swimming in there.
Yeah.
But it needs to be ice cold. And that for me is a perfect lychee martini.
Yeah. You need a frozen glass.
Yeah.
Cold.
Yeah. And maybe a tad of lemon juice. And then I'll switch over to vodka soda and then vodka shots.
Yeah.
That's where the night
ends. That's how our nights go. Yeah. Just in case you're wondering. Okay. Next one. First apartment. So.
Oh.
My first apartment was it's not going to be the normal for anyone, but it was actually a model apartment in New York. So I lived with my family until I moved to New York, and then I lived in an apartment on 42nd and 9th on the 50th floor with 8 other girls.
Which neighborhood is that, 42nd and 9th?
It's Hell's Kitchen. It's,
oh, yeah,
so 42nd
yeah.
Street is the street that Times Square is on.
Yeah.
But Times Square is in the middle, so it's like 4th Avenue or 5th Avenue, and I was on 9th. So I was on the West Side River. So
okay.
Really beautiful apartment, but there was 8 girls and it was not normal on the 50th floor. That was my first apartment.
Sounds like a
cost
ride.
Cost me $2,400 a month.
What?
To live there. Fucking rip off.
To live there with 8 girls.
I shared a bedroom with 3 other girls. Crazy.
That's,
I mean,
insane.
Some of them weren't there all the time, but there were 3 bedrooms, 4 beds in it.
New York is insane. I feel like there's no, obviously there probably are more expensive places, but like New York is really crazy.
Mm. Yeah, but this was like through a modeling agency, so it's like weird. But anyways, that was randomly my first apartment.
My God.
I mean, fun to be in New York, but wow.
Yeah.
Wouldn't do that again.
Well, my first apartment, it wasn't really an apartment, but like first time when I went abroad, because I lived with my parents, obviously, my whole high school. And then I went abroad, but I didn't live in an apartment. I lived in a student house. It was like a little bit like a frat house.
Yeah. Yeah. No sorority.
Yeah, like sorority house, but it was mixed. It was boys and girls.
Oh,
and it was weird because there was no supervision.
Holy shit.
So it was amazing.
You're like, my
dude. I had a great time. So it was fun.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, great. Especially because like my parents were so strict with me when I was still like living in Belgium. And then I went abroad and I was like, I lived in like this sorority / frat house with no supervision.
But
and I was like,
why I don't think they should be strict, because then you go crazy,
babe. I Yeah, yeah, I went crazy. Right? I was a rebel.
Like, you weren't able to when you were younger. So it's like, of course you will.
Yeah, I feel like a big part of my personality is because my parents were so strict. Mm-hmm. Until today, I can notice it.
I completely agree. So I noticed it in other friends that had really strict parents growing up that would like always track their location and these things. And then the moment they're like 18 and free, they went bananas. Like, they were crazy.
Yeah.
Like, you would be. And yeah. And I had the complete opposite. I had so much freedom. My dad let me do whatever the fuck I want. And I have stayed the same probably since I was young. I don't know.
Yeah.
Nothing was new to me, put it that way.
Exactly.
Like.
Exactly.
I'd done all the late nights, so.
The sorority / frat house was an amazing experience, though. I would 100% do it again. I feel like it was Alex Earl vibes. Yeah. Because I had like
college, uni vibes.
Exactly. Because I had a roommate, and that girl was American. That's why I have an American accent. That's where it started.
Makes sense.
And it was so much fun. The place was a mess. It was disgusting. Filthy. We never cleaned. Makeup everywhere. It was amazing. I loved it.
Love it.
Barely ever washed our clothes. It was actually disgusting.
Yeah.
But uni, I loved
life
it.
Is gross.
I would do it all again.
Okay, next one. First pet. This is hilarious. My first pet, I really wanted a cat. And I'm so not a cat person now, you guys, like at all. I mean, I don't not like them, but like I will have a dog, I will have dogs, not cats.
Yeah.
I loved Hannah Montana. I loved the TV show Hannah Montana. And she had this sweater. I don't know if you remember this episode, but it was called Mittens. The cat on the sweater was Mittens, and it like sang. So I begged my dad to get me a tabby cat. So I had the most gorgeous little brown tabby cat. And aww, it was actually a boy, because that was the only one they had at PetSmart. I still named it Mittens. I still named it Mittens.
And it was Mittens. Whether you like it or not, your name's going to be Mittens. I watched Hannah Montana. Your name's going to be Mittens.
I actually did name this fucking boy cat Mittens. Mittens. It was a boy. It was like the fattest cat towards the end. Like,
that's
it.
Cute.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
Shout out to Hannah Montana.
Exactly.
What about you? Did you have a pet growing up?
Yeah, we had like a lot of pets. I feel like we had like every farm animal under the sun. So my first furry pet was like, you know, like those small birds that you buy in the bird store, but it's like a very small bird, but you buy it in the bird store and it's supposed to be like in a cage in your house.
No.
Anyhow, anyhow.
Did
so
it talk or just like beep, 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 tweet?
It was like, yeah, it looked like a little Tweety bird, but it was literally it was so small. It was like,
cute.
It was so small. It was like 15 centimeters. And it fell on our terrace. And actually in hindsight, I feel like maybe it fell out of its cage from our neighbors upstairs because I lived in an apartment when I was small with my mom. And it fell on our terrace and then we kept it and we called it Tweety.
Oh,
yeah.
You stole your neighbor's bird.
Yeah, basically. And then we were like, oh, Tweety is... Actually, it was called Tweety Lou because I was like, oh, I want a friend because my name is Mary Lou. I was like, we'll call it Tweety Lou. Aww. So it was called Tweety Lou. Tweety. And then I was like, but Tweety Lou is very lonely. So we need to get him a girlfriend. So then we got him a girlfriend, a white one, so from the pet store.
Tweeting away.
And it was like Tweety Louise.
Oh. Oh my God. I had a bird growing up as well. My mom did when I was like, I don't know, probably 6 years old. An African gray. Did I ever tell you about this? Like an actual parrot. Like a
God.
A big bird. Like this
they
big.
Can talk.
They it fully had conversations with you. Its name was Jordan. And it was like
his name was Jordan.
If you would leave, it lived in the living room. If you left, it'd be like, goodbye. And you came in and be like, hello, no good way. Morning. Like it would just talk to you. It was hilarious.
No
it was
way.
My mom's bird. And then so when my mom died, like a year later it died. Just we found it upside down in its cage dead.
You hear that a lot, though, because they're so
yeah. Clever. One of the most clever birds ever. Anyways.
But even though the bird was my first pet, I consider my very first own pet,
yeah,
Ivy Mouse.
Of course. Yeah, yeah.
Because that's like the first pet that I actually like bought when I lived alone by myself, she's like yours. Not with my parents.
Yeah.
Like she's properly mine.
Yeah.
Like I've had like dogs growing up with my mom, but like that was my mom's or my dad's dog, right?
Yeah.
But this is like my dog.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, yeah,
you're responsible
she's mine.
For her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Met a little teacup chihuahua. Have you ever made the first move in dating?
I don't think that I have, no. Not yet. I'm sure I will, but I honestly haven't not. All of my three past boyfriends, no.
Like, have you ever gone up to someone and be like, you look hot, let's go on a date?
No. No.
I think I have.
I don't think I will do that.
I think I have when I was, like, really drunk.
I'm, like, annoying. I like them to, like, I'm stubborn as fuck. I'm very stubborn.
Yeah.
I'm like, you will make it known or it's not gonna happen.
That's true. Like when I really mean it with someone, oh my God, no, you need to chase me.
Yeah.
And yeah.
You need to make it known.
Yeah.
That you're interested. Because I'm not like gonna embarrass myself.
Exactly.
I know that's not everyone thinks like that, but that's just me being stubborn. Stubborn old Millie over here.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm happy that I'm stubborn.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think either that I ever made like the first move. Like seriously, like, in all seriousness.
It. Like, if they're like, you're pretty, I'm like, yeah, you're also good looking, but I'm not gonna like go up to them and be like, do you want to go on a date? Like, no.
You want to go on a date, sir?
That's not my vibe at all. Okay, this is the last one, I think, right?
Yes.
First moving abroad experience.
Well, my first moving abroad experience is graduated high school in Belgium, and I went to Oxford actually for 6 months. And then after I went to Florence in Italy for six months.
That's nice.
So yeah, I went to Oxford to learn English because I could not speak a word of English. I could say yes, no, I'm
that's
hungry.
That's crazy to me.
Which English yeah, because so now though. My English is like pretty good.
It's very good.
So
everyone we meet, if Lulu's with me, and also when you're on your own, but especially when she's with me, she's like, so where are you from in America?
Yeah.
They all think that she's American.
I take it as such a compliment. I'm like, oh yes. So I am American. I'm actually from Cali. Like,
I'm from Belgium. my first moving abroad experience was when I was 18. I moved to Singapore for 3 months.
Nice.
Right after a really bad heartbreak, and it cured my heartbreak like no other. Couldn't recommend it anymore.
And why Singapore?
It was just my agents, my modeling agency in New York, they just like came to me with this opportunity that this agency wanted me to go there for 3 months. You just go there and you like build your book and you make money and then you come back. And it was going to be Australia at first, and then they had Singapore as an option as well, and I just picked Singapore.
Nice.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
It was my first time leaving America. It was the best, one of the best memories I'll have. Like, when I'm dying, I'll remember it.
See? Yeah.
It's really
I agree. Also, I don't think you would have ever gone there if it wasn't then.
No.
I don't think at a later age you'd be like, oh, let's move 3 months to Singapore.
Yeah, that's with all of my trips, though, when I was younger.
Like, yeah.
I'll never do those trips again, probably. That travel, Millie's done. Like, I'll go on holiday, but I'm not going to go live in China again. That's not going to happen.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, because you also live in China.
Yeah, like stuff like that. But
yeah.
Anyways, that's the whole episode, you guys. We hope you enjoyed.
Yes. Our little story time.
Things about us.
Yeah.
I learned things about Lulu. Who would have thought?
I also learned things about you. I didn't know you had a parrot.
Yeah.
And that you were a cat person at some point who called its cat Mittens. Even though it was a boy.
I'm dead. As always, if you have any topics or dilemmas, please DM us on Instagram. It's
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The Girls World Podcast.
Yes.
And we will speak to you guys next week.
See you. Bye.